From StoryFlow, Health and Longevity. Iris on Health and Longevity, June 15th. From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief for June 15th. Iris here, June 15th. Health and Longevity in 10. Let's begin with what changed my mind this week. Let's get into it. First, from Peter Adia, MD. Thugger 396. Breast cancer screening, understanding risk, deciding when to start and how often to screen, and choosing the right imaging strategy. The evidence behind breast cancer screening is solid. Large randomized trials and meta-analyses show that regular mammography reduces mortality, especially when started at the right age for a person's risk level. For most women with average risk, starting at 40 or 45 years and screening every 2 years is well supported. Higher risk groups, family history, genetic mutations, may benefit from earlier, annual imaging and often add MRI to catch cancers that mammograms miss. Risk isn't just age. Tools that combine family history, breast density, and lifestyle factors can stratify women into low, moderate, or high risk, guiding both the start age and the interval between screens. The higher the risk, the more frequent and comprehensive the imaging should be, but the trade-off is more false positives and follow-up tests, so it's a personal balance. Choosing the right imaging strategy depends on what the breast tissue looks like. Dense breasts can hide tumors on standard mammograms, so adding ultrasound or MRI improves detection, though MRI is more costly and requires contrast. For most women with fatty or moderately dense tissue, a standard digital mammogram is sufficient. For those with very dense tissue, supplemental ultrasound or MRI may be worth discussing. Ultimately, the decision hinges on a shared conversation. Weigh the modest benefit of earlier detection against the potential anxiety and extra procedures. If you're unsure where you fit, a brief risk assessment with your clinician can clarify whether you should start earlier, screen more often, or stick with the standard schedule. Next, second, from The Morning Person. Sunday edition. The advice I would give to someone thinking about leaving their marriage. So I was reading through some comments from a recent post, and a lot of people were sharing their own struggles with considering leaving a marriage, even when their partner is a good person. One comment in particular stuck with me, from someone who's torn about leaving a loving relationship because they're unsure if it's the right decision. They're worried about regret and losing something valuable. I totally get it, because I've been in that same spot before. It's a really tough and emotional place to be. The thing is, there's no one-size-fits-all answer here, but I do want to share some thoughts that might be helpful. When you're thinking about leaving a marriage, it can be really hard to know what to do. You might feel like you need to have all the answers, but the truth is you might not ever have complete certainty. What's important is taking the time to really think about what you want and what's best for you. It's also important to consider what's driving your desire to leave. Is it something specific that's not working in the relationship, or is it more of a general feeling of discontent? Being honest with yourself about your reasons can help you make a more informed decision. Ultimately, the decision to leave a marriage is a personal one, and it's not something that anyone else can make for you. But I do want to say that it's okay to take your time and to be unsure. It's okay to not have all the answers right now. What's most important is being kind to yourself and taking care of your own emotional well-being as you navigate this difficult decision. Up next. Third, from MedCity News, Rocket Pharma reaps $180 million from sale of FDA drug review FastPass. Rocket Pharmaceuticals received the rare pediatric disease priority review voucher with the accelerated FDA approval for Kresladi in March. The non-dilutive capital from the voucher's sale will support a pipeline that includes a gene therapy in pivotal clinical testing for the rare genetic disorder Danon disease. The post-Rocket Pharma reaps $180 million from sale of FDA drug review FastPass appeared first on MedCity News. And then, fourth, from MedCity News, Paul Markovich's Four Ideas to Reduce Healthcare Costs. Paul Markovich, president and CEO of Ascendion, shared his ideas for bringing down healthcare costs, including digital health records and changing how healthcare is paid for. The post Paul Markovich's Four Ideas to Reduce Healthcare Costs appeared first on MedCity News, next, fifth, from MedPage Today. We've actually got millions of people to think about it, what we heard this week. MedPage Today. By the actions of the ADA, we've actually got millions of people to think about it. Stephen Kahn, MBCHB, Editor-in-Chief of Diabetes Care, on being kicked out of the American Diabetes Association, ADA, meeting after distributing. Up next.